a stay-at-home dad's virtual garage sale venture. This is a fun little story. I'm not sure we've ever had this business idea before in more than 3,000 episodes. That's one of the reasons why I enjoy making the show, is I keep hearing about new ideas and such. Just different fun things that so many people out there in our community are doing, or other interesting people as well. In this first $1,000 segment, we're going to find out how this stay-at-home dad turned his neighbor's forgotten items into steady online income. Of course, this is a consignment sale model. He takes a cut of each sale. He's going to talk about how he did it, how he made it happen, how he got it going to the point of earning $1,000. I think he's gone on to earn more than that, but we always focus this particular segment around the first $1,000, hence the name. Neil's going to bring us the story. I'll have a few comments at the end.
I'm Neil, a stay-at-home dad in the suburbs who's always been pretty good at spotting hidden gems. One day, while tidying up the garage, it struck me my neighbors likely had plenty of stuff they wanted offload, but no time to manage online listings. I decided to offer a virtual garage sale service. Basically, I'd photograph and list valuable items on marketplaces like Facebook, eBay, and Mercari. In return, I'd take a small commission on each sale. My first customer was a busy family down the street. They had a vintage road bike collecting dust, some old but mint-condition board games, and a stack of high-end baby gear their kids had outgrown. I listed everything, took stylish photos, and wrote honest descriptions. Within a week, I sold the road bike for $200 and netted 20% commission for myself. One sale might seem small, but it got me excited. Another neighbor reached out, then another. The items ran the gamut. Retro video game consoles, mid-century lamps, costume jewelry. Some weeks it felt like a treasure hunt in my own backyard. By the end of the first month, I'd profited around $600. But more importantly, I built a small system, a pickup time, a consistent listing format, and a set commission rate. It wasn't long before I cracked that $1,000 mark just by selling other people's stuff. I realized families often had valuable items lying around but no bandwidth to handle the listing process. Photographs, shipping quotes, buyer negotiations. Solving that problem became my niche. I'd swing by, snap pictures on my phone, post them online, deal with the haggling, and either arrange shipping or local pickup. Once I confirmed a sale, I'd cash out via PayPal or Venmo, take my cut, and forward the rest. With every successful sale, I gained more referrals. Some folks even asked me to store items temporarily or batch everything for one big weekend sale. I introduced an option for curated bundles where I'd group related items like vintage kitchenware. Online buyers loved it, and it often bumped up sales prices. Now I typically bring in an extra $1,500 a month on average, enough for groceries and the kids' extracurricular fees. It's a manageable schedule that fits around school drop-offs and soccer practice. I'm still the same stay-at-home dad, just with a steady side income earned by turning forgotten clutter into online gold. There's a thrill in helping neighbors clear space, and I also have fun doing it.
Hey, Neil, thanks so much. Appreciate you sharing about your first $1,000 and beyond virtual garage sale, consignment sale model. Seems like it's working out pretty well. There's all kinds of ways to sell and resell things. I want to encourage our listeners to take action today. Do one small thing to get closer to a goal you believe in. That's what it's all about. If you have a question or an update about your hustle, you know where to go, sidehustleschool.com. And of course, you can access every episode there completely free. You can also subscribe or follow wherever you get your podcasts. Much more is coming up. My name is Chris Guillebeau. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.